Hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have a powerful faith teaching for you today. We're teaching on how faith works. Glory to God. Now, let me say something to you. You know, as a believer, I really believe that we've been doing too much in our own strength, and we haven't been working our faith. You see, faith came from God, and it was sent to you as a servant of the believer. Now, just like you take a servant and have a servant to clean the house or a servant to go out shopping or whatever have you. Well, that's what faith does. I'm not saying you lay in the bed and let faith do your shopping, but faith will get things and retrieve things for you and bring things into your life that were otherwise impossible or things that the enemy tries to keep you from. And you have to learn how to work your faith. Sometimes we get in situations, we say, boy, this is impossible. Well, it's not impossible with God. And the way you get God into it is that you have to do it by faith. So we're teaching you here what faith is, how faith comes, and how faith works. Praise God. Get your Bibles and get ready for a powerful teaching. Let's go into it. It's called How Faith Works. Faith is the only fight for the believer. That's it. Now, you and I should be living in a constant state of faith. Constant state of faith. Faith even works beyond the grave. Do you hear what I'm saying? Look what Jesus said. John chapter 17. Come on over there with me real quick. Verse 20. This is Jesus's one of his final prayers for the church or believer. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Now, this is Jesus. He's saying, I'm not just praying for these disciples here. I'm praying for the ones that they're going to witness to. And when the next disciples come up, I'm going to pray for their witness. I'm telling you, one of the reasons why some of you got saved is because of your great-great-grandmother's prayers who has gone on in the grave. And faith works anytime. Turn to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14, please. Verse 22, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship to go before him to the other side while he sent away the multitudes, sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was what? Contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. What time is the fourth watch of the night? 3 o'clock in the morning. And Peter then saw him and said, if that be you, bid me to come. He said, come. Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water. What time was it? 3 o'clock in the morning. So your faith will work anytime. Are you with me? All right. Now, in this, faith works as it should with righteousness. Are you with me? Now, when I say that, I mean this. Notice how the enemy, let me just show you. Turn with me to John chapter 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And there at Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk. They were blind, halt, they were withered, waiting for the moving of the water. And an angel went down in a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Now, what were they looking for before they would jump into water? What were they visibly look. So they were visibly looking for something before they would act. Does faith have to visibly see something before it acts? Okay? And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. How long? 38 years. And Jesus said unto him, saw him lie and knew that he had a long time been in that case. And he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Do you want to be made whole? And the impotent man answered, "Sir, I have no man." Now, these are limitation thinking here. "I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I'm coming, another step is down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed, walk." And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed, walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. And the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is a Sabbath day. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." And he answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said to me, take up my bed and walk." Then asked they, "What man is that which said to you, take up your bed and walk?" Now notice, here he is, he's walking. Been crippled for how many years? 38 years. He's walking. But what did the religious leaders do to him? What did they do? They came after him and were bringing him under their law of the Sabbath, no work on the Sabbath day, and causing or attempting to cause condemnation to come into his spirit. Stay with me now, stay with me. Because tonight we're contending for the faith. You're gonna have to fight for your faith. And this is the most subtle thing in the church today. When righteousness is there in your life, faith flows like a flood. Righteousness. But that enemy is after that righteousness. Now understand, righteousness is not how you act. Righteousness is God's nature. The enemy wants to make you think that righteousness is how you act. In other words, you're not acting righteous. No, wait. Righteousness can give it action, but it's the nature of God in you. It says that God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus, because you have the same nature in you that God has in him. And that if you act and glory to God, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:34, "Awake to righteousness and you won't have to sin." Got it? Awake to righteousness and sin won't have its pull on you. Because righteous people are bold as a lion. Righteous people have a sense of authority. Righteous people speak with dominion. Righteous people have no sense of lack, because they know if they lack anything, they go right to the Father and they have rights to make that thing be made whole. I'm telling you, one of the biggest reasons for faith not working is not because you haven't heard it. It's because the enemy has tried to condemn you about what you've done in your past or how things happen, and he's trying to steal your rights with God to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Now, look, one more place. Turn to John chapter 9 real quick. Verse 1. "And Jesus passed by, he saw a man which is blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his what? Parents," keep going, "that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in it. For I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night cometh that no man can work. For as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, he made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. And Jesus said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he, by interpretation, sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came what? Seeing." See, their first thought was, who sinned? All have sinned. Well, I've been married 5 times. Well, that's just 4 dumb mistakes you made. Now make this a work. Come on, I don't know what you've done, but I got a feeling you've done something you haven't told anybody. And I guarantee you, if that enemy has tried to use that because you've hidden it somewhere, and he's tried to pull it out when he needed it to keep you from receiving your inheritance. I'm telling you, everything you have done is under the blood of Christ. You wouldn't even be in here if that wasn't the case. Everything you have done. Now you think about it, think how bad it is, and put it under the blood. You see, if the enemy can keep you sin conscious, sin consciousness is a disease of the spirit. And if your spirit is infirm, you can't walk by faith. You cannot fight a battle in Afghanistan and so forth, and you've got malaria or whatever. You can't do it. You can't do it diseased. You can't fight the battles of faith diseased. You got to get rid of the disease. Sin consciousness and what you did in your past is a disease. And it is designed to cripple your spirit so that you will never walk by faith. Now, whatever you did, put it under the blood. Say, from now on, I am not going to feel that. I don't care what it is. Some of you, it's held back your healing. Some of you, it's held back your money. It's held back your relationships now with your partner, your husband or your wife. It doesn't make any difference. I'm just saying, this is something that you need to put under there. See, the enemy knows that when your spirit is weak, you have no faith. And if you have no faith, you can't defend yourself. So he tripped you up with the same thing again. Why? Because you got no faith to stand. So you've got to receive by faith. Some of you in here are supposed to be financing the kingdom. Boy, that came to me right over here somewhere. I'm talking about on a $1 million level. Some of you, but because the enemy has tricked you and made you think, well, I did this and I did that. Hey, we did all have sinned. Get the word. All have sinned. Now, let me say it again. No, let me come over here. Do you know this is a message that the enemy does not want you to hear? He doesn't want you to hear this message. He does not want you to hear. Well, now you're giving those people a license to sin. Hey, they already got a license. I mean, they can sin if they want to. My point to you is, for you to get out of it, you're going to have to get righteous. And righteousness is something you got to be born into. Once you're born again, the nature is inside of you. Now, let that nature overwhelm you. And you know that because you know that you must be okay because God chose you. You didn't choose him. He chose you. I said he chose you. Folks, I'm telling you, and again and again, see, because if you're not strong then, and walking by faith, then you have no resistance to that enemy. Now, only faith can defeat him. Only faith. That is the only fight for you to fight. It's a good fight of faith. You're going to have to, by faith, take who God says you are. You're going to have to, by faith, take what he says you can do. You're going to have to, by faith, go where he tells you to go. You're going to have to, by faith. And I'm telling you, that enemy takes that thing and he'll whip it on you and so forth and so on. He tried to work me. I'm telling you, folks, I was doing something and somebody said, well, how about him? Say, where did he come from? And so forth and so on. They were telling about my background. And then I heard the person, overheard him now. I'm talking about one of these saints. And she said, well, oh, God ain't gonna use him. Now, already, he been using me. I'm still talking to people on the phone and getting them healed. This is through me. And She said that, and do you know the enemy took that and dogged my mind with it, and I was about to get out of the ministry. I said, maybe this just it's not for me. And that time my daughters wasn't in the faith. And so I said, man, maybe I should go back to business. Maybe I should go on back, so forth and so on. I'm telling you, this is BW. He worked it on me. No, I can just only imagine what he's trying to work on you. See, I'm just saying, see, when you get free, you can lift people. You can't lift nobody if you down yourself. You can't make other people feel good if you feel bad about yourself. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Love lifted me when nothing else would help. Love lifted me. Now you stop letting the devil tell you about your past. You get up, rise, take up your bed, and walk. Let me just cover this. Let me cover this one, the two points right here. We're talking about how faith works, part two. Faith works when you place a demand on it. It just doesn't work on its own. You've got to place a demand on it. The Bible says about those lepers, they cried out to the Lord Jesus that, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He said, go show yourself to the priests. The Bible says, as they went, come on, they were healed. So if God says that you are righteous, I don't care what has happened, take up your bed and walk. You will find what is happening is those things come to you, those thoughts, the enemy try to get your mind back to where you were and so forth. You got to throw it off. You got to walk by faith. You got to keep throwing it off. And pretty soon the attacks will cease because he just can't maintain an attack. No, your problem is not faith. It's righteousness. It's righteousness. You got to know who you are. I'm a child of the King. Out of all that I did, he chose me anyway. So I must be righteous. They that receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness, Romans chapter 12, verse 17, shall reign in life, the Amplified says, as kings. You got to place a demand on it. You got to act like who he says you are, not what somebody says you are, but who he says. The most religious folks that were in the earth at that time, at that location, were whipping condemnation on them. You'd think they knew enough to make a man free. Now. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. Now, this is the last time you're going to let the devil trick you.
Yes, it is.
No more. When he comes in with thoughts of negative and things and so forth, but God is positive. God is not holding anything against you. He knew that without his grace, you wouldn't be anything anyway. Last place, Jude. Let us look at verse 3. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write to you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Over in the Message translation, he says, I have to write insisting and begging you that you fight with everything you have in you for this faith that is entrusted to us as a gift to guard and cherish. Fight with everything you have. You see, that's the legacy that you were left. Smith Wigglesworth is not here anymore. He's going on to be with the Lord. But he left us a legacy of faith. He handed that baton off to you and me. He said, now run this race and earnestly contend for the faith. Give the Lord a praise. Would you? Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoy that teaching. Now, we're talking about how faith works. And when we're saying that faith can cause things to happen in our lives that are otherwise impossible. One time I remember that I had misplaced something and I didn't know how to get it. And God asked me one time, I was on the way to work. He said, is it still in the earth? I said, yes, sir, it is. He said, then send the angels out after it. Well, that takes faith, because faith is going to have to operate in an unseen realm that in the natural I can't operate in. So what did I do? I believe I received that watch back. And let me tell you, within days, that watch showed up on my dresser. My wife didn't put it there. Nobody else has been in there working in my house. And I'm saying that the angels went out and got that. Now, you're saying, well, I don't know whether I believe that. That's because you don't have faith. Praise God. That's why you need to order this teaching. So you need faith to come in your life so you'll know that through God, all things become possible. This is a powerful teaching. It's talking about how faith, what faith is, how faith comes, and how faith can work for you. This teaching is something that's done with you in mind. There are things that perhaps you have not been able to get, promotions or raises or whatever have you, because you haven't worked your faith. Well, those days are over. Praise God. Your faith is going to work from now on. Glory to God. Well, this is Bill Winston saying that's all we have for you this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Are you facing challenges in your life and you can't see how you'll overcome them? Are you experiencing sickness in your body, problems in your relationships, or troubles in your finances? This is the time that the force of faith is required on your behalf. The force of faith can do the impossible for you in any situation.
The enemy is not after us. What is he after? He's after our faith, because he knows faith will defeat him every time.
In this series, Dr. Bill Winston shows you how to develop your faith and use the force of faith as a power in the earth to manifest all that God has promised you.
Why is faith so important to you? Because faith has no limits. There is nothing that faith cannot accomplish.
Order The Force of Faith today, and you'll learn why faith always declares the outcome before the fight ever starts, why fear contaminates your faith, why faith dictates your destiny, not people, and much more.
You got to fight the what? Good fight of faith. See, you got to stay in faith. If you made that confession, you got to stay there. Say amen to that, because you can't go by how you feel or what's coming against you. You can't go by how it looks or what somebody said. You got to go by one thing, the Word of God. If God says,
it. That's what you believe.
To order your copy of The Force of Faith, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org.
Before Jesus comes back, we're going to have to bring everything that's out from under the government of God back in line with the government of God.
The church has been called by God to empower the nation.
Jesus didn't say that my mandate is to do the work of him that sent me. He said my mandate is to finish his work.
We're advancing the kingdom at the 2011 Ministers and Missions Conference, March 23rd through the 25th. Speakers include Dr. William S. Winston, Pastor Bob Yandian, Dr. Patricia Bailey Jones, Pastor Terry Nance, personal trainer and life coach Ron Kardashian, and musical artist Paul Wilbur. To register, call 1-866-816-4653 or register online at ministersandmissions.com. The 2011 Ministers and Missions Conference. We're advancing the kingdom.
Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Born Again and Spirit-Filled is a biblically based book where Pastor Winston outlines God's purpose and plan for your life. Learn who the Holy Spirit is and his importance in your life. Jesus said, "Don't you leave until you have been endued with power." Call 1-800-711-9327 for your free copy of Born Again and Spirit-Filled and begin to walk in the power that God has given you today.
Dr. Bill Winston presents Living Word.
Flavor ain't fam, but it sure feels fabulous.
With the new CD entitled Released.
We are speaking over you tonight. You are officially released.
You are released.
Live music recording of a new kind of kingdom music.
Oh, hey, yeah.
As we offer the sacrifice.
Oh.
Released. Available now online at www.billwinston.org. Or call 1-800-711-9327. Also available on iTunes. A new kind of kingdom music.
Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.